आ रही है डकार।
Welcome guys, I hope you missed me enough. I'm Gitanjali and this is my food podcast Dakar. Well, last week mera kaisa gaya, kahan gaya, I don't remember nothing. It's like a blackout, simply a short-term memory loss. So you know what happened? I had gone for this big fat destination wedding, had a ball, and then boom. And I here officially want to completely blame it on that good-looking bartender who religiously was doing his duty and was doing all his crazy inventions on us. So today, I'm in that flirtini by the bay mood, and who else would I have invited other than the guy himself who is responsible for all this mixology. So let's welcome Canute DiMello, senior mixologist and the operation manager for Real Flaming Trio in Dubai.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Hi Canute, matlab it's so unfair, like I'm still recovering from the last week wedding. How are you so fresh and energetic every morning in spite of making people drunk every night?
Hey Gitanjali, what's up? Yep, the wedding seasons, I have to give it to you. It goes really insane when it comes to parties. Normally when someone asks me, like, I would definitely laugh it off and say like, bade bade shaharon mein choti choti cheeze hoti rehti hai. But then again, like, you know, it's just a mindset. Over the number of years, how much you've worked, the background of hospitality studies that you've come, you've become endurably strong. You are used to the lifestyle. And when you know it's work, you have to get up early, hit the alarm and out of the bed and at the bar with a smiling face. I think that's something that is ingrown in you.
Okay, so you know, like a chef tastes his dishes before serving. Don't you guys taste the drinks that you mix, like tasting 500 drinks? How does it work? Do you guys drink daily?
We don't drink every day. Let me just put it in that way. Like, you know, you've heard that slogan, never get high on your own supply. Initially, as in your career as a bartender, definitely, like, you know, why wouldn't you taste? In India, there are different prohibitions. As a professional, it's always recommended to taste, so you know how a certain drink tastes. It's not something you have to drink. A taste is only just 2 to 3 ml. That's it. You know, come to know what you've made. But as you evolve, the only reason you'll have to taste is when you're creating something on the spot, new, which we do at weddings. We are not restricted at a certain menu. We always keep trying, exploring our own selves.
Wow, I've already started feeling jealous of your work profile. But tell me something, what is the exact difference between a bartender and a mixologist? Like, except that mixologist sounds like there goes a science in making drinks too.
Okay, so let me just give you a comparison. Like, all champagnes are sparkling wines, but all sparkling wines are not champagnes for a reason. Okay, in the same way, all mixologists are bartenders, but all bartenders are not mixologists. Now, here I'm not trying to degrade any position. What I really feel is the difference between a bartender and a mixologist is the absolute mindset of that professional. Someone who is serving a straight drink, vodka tonic, gin tonic, and someone who's going that extra mile to really dig deep, gain that knowledge, and come up with something outstanding for his guest. That would be unfair to call the latter the same level of position. The moment the bartender crosses his threshold, goes out of his comfort zone, and executes something phenomenal, he is entitled to call a mixologist.
Alright, so for me, drinks and music are like the most crucial elements of a party, where girls tend to fall for those DJs because, you know, he makes them groove on their tunes. Also, DJs have this whole personality when it comes to their dressing and hair and tattoos. Like, people can go up and request songs to them. What role does a bartender play? It's like, do you guys have an image too, where you dress as per the occasion or have fun at your counter, or girls come to you and, you know, want to go as per your taste and stuff like that?
Gitanjali, it's funny you make us sound like an unsung hero. See, but the fact is the party starts at the bar and then moves on to the dance floor. See, we are like motivators. Drink whatever we offer, and I'm pretty sure a man with two left feet can pull off an MJ on the dance floor. For example, take Sangeet. Before every skit, every performance, the bar witnesses meteor shower of shots. No doubt, no inhibition, pure confidence. So next time you see someone on the dance floor doing a Nagin dance, you know what went down. I think the personality and the image of the bartender breaks the ice, that creates the trust factor between the guest and the mixologist. That's when people come up to the bar, eyes closed, and chuck down everything you give. The role of a bartender is of a best friend. You know he's messing with you, but the sad part is you can't say no to him. I remember in Bahrain, we were at a wedding, the party's going amazing, we're killing it. one of my friend, he just comes to the bar and he's like, finally I met a bartender who can talk. And that's when I realized a bartender is not a mere vending machine. You don't come to the bar, press a button, get a drink and just move out. It's much more than that. It's about creating experience. We are the reason people have stories of blacking out. I think this podcast is a result of what you had experienced at the wedding.
Arey arey, tum to hero ban gaye, Mr. Dipelo. But I'm too curious to ask this. Is it a very restrictive profession? Like, I would like to give you an example of a chef who can be a vegetarian and can cook non-veg food. Or say a designer can be a guy and can make girls' outfits really well. But in your profession, is it possible that a person can be a mixologist without drinking alcohol at all?
Absolutely, 100%. See, here I don't want you to judge us, okay? Don't think that we are a bunch of people who like to drink and just we are camouflaging our job and calling ourselves as mixologists. No, completely. Jokes aside, it's absolutely fine. I've got a lot of friends. It's just their choice. They don't drink, but trust me, they're absolute and fantastic mixologists.
Canute, what is trending at the moment? There's so much happening around the world when it comes to drinks. Tell us about your top five mixes. Also, you know, what is the major difference when it comes to a day drink and a night drink or a seasonal change drinks? Like, how do we order? I remember you made me have an alcohol gola in the scorching noon heat and gave me a nice candy floss soaked in the evening. So it worked wonders for me. But that also makes me think, like, in general, whenever I go out and order a fancy looking drink, it's always a flop. Like, maximum time it's a flop. So I want to know, are all pretty things not so pretty?
Right, so bartending industry has taken a huge leap. The modern day mixologists have become tech savvy. They believe in super cool equipment, fresh ingredients, and also focus on homemade or custom made recipes, like from bitters to craft beers or to infusions. It's absolutely a new revolution. Trending currently are healthy drinks because people have become more aware of what they want to drink. People are more aware of their diet. People are more aware of how much sugar they want to consume. But along with that, even the classic cocktails and molecular cocktails go hand in hand. In fact, this is the combination of the past, present and future of the beverage industry. The new generation bartenders, they focus more on good recipes and then they design how pretty a drink should look. The presentation of cocktails have gone to a whole new level. So it's really difficult to find a drink that looks pretty but doesn't taste nice. The biggest difference between the day night drinks, what I feel personally, are flavors and sometimes the weather also. Day drinks can have tamarind martinis and jalapeno margaritas, more on cool and hydrating side. Nights can have old fashioned and classic cocktails, and seasonal drinks can be passion fruit rosemary cocktails or even a hot toddy if sometimes you're not feeling well. For me, keeping in mind the past, present and the future of this beverage industry, the top five mixes would be vodka with fruit infused water, cinnamon smoked old fashioned, rosemary whiskey sour, cucumber infused gin tonic, molecular spears and caviar.
Okay, so your job is to get people drunk. Simple, yeah? But what about the after effects? Like, have you witnessed some fights at your counter or seeing people throw up is like you guys give each other high fives? Oh yes, he puked. Our mission is accomplished. Like, something like that happens in your profession?
Getting people drunk, yes. But seeing people throw up, absolutely not. Trust me, it is not like every day we wake up is like, what kind of vomit do I want to see today? So please don't make us sound so bad that, you know, we really want to give a tough time to people. Yes, after effects, when we talk about that, there are a variety of it. But what I feel is like when someone is drinking, what is there inside and what you are thinking or feeling at that moment is what comes out. If you really have some tiff with someone, he's there with you at the bar, then I think we have to play referee. But sometimes we play Cupid. But on a very honest note, getting them drunk, getting them sloshed is not what we aim for. What we aim for is to give them the time of their life. I think maybe that is the reason they remember us.
I'm so sure whoever is listening you right now will most definitely remember you. I'm so sure whoever is listening you right now will most definitely remember you. So Mr. DiMello, it was a lot of fun chatting up with you. Thank you so much. And I owe you a drink for this, which will be mixed by you. So guys, enjoy your summer with these chilled mixes. And I shall catch up with you next week on iTunes, SoundCloud and Audioboom. My Instagram handle is Dakar123, where you can tag me to your food post and let me know what was your week all about.